Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Saquon thing was unbelievable last year. It's not impossible to imagine it could happen again. It's really not, because it just kept happening last year. So it wouldn't shock me if they lean back into it to the same extent. But I don't think it's advisable. I also think it's unlikely that he would stay as healthy as he did. I mean, he never had. So what are the chances he does? But look, I mean, he looked like Superman last year. Anything is possible with that one. All right, 215-592-9494. But what do you make if they do lean into him? Yes. Do you trust Jalen? Do you trust the defense? Do you trust the backup running backs? What would be the strategy there? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Get to Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Awesome, Gary.
That's great. Joe, I got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Are you in cahoots with that pain in the ass, Chris Sims, that you're always busting on Jalen Hurts?
I've never spoken to the man in my life.
Okay, that's good, because you sound like him, though, because you're always busting on him. Why don't you have confidence that he can...
I think he's mediocre in the passing game. So if they have to do more of that, I think that's moving away from his strength. I mean, wouldn't you agree that's the weakest part of his game? He's exceptional with the running. I agree that he's very good with making the decision whether to run or pass, and that... in that mesh moment. But wouldn't you agree the actual passing game, and ironically, it's not even the throw. His throwing's fine. It's the decision-making that leads to the throw.
Pulling the trigger is what he's always struggled with.
I mean, wouldn't you agree, Gary?
I mean, the thing that's hard, the hardest thing for every quarterback, the thing that is
Processing's the hardest, not throwing the ball.
That's
processing.
What we're talking about. Decision-making, processing, That's the hardest part about being
but
a quarterback in this
John,
league.
He's worse at.
But here's the part that you impossibly don't understand that everyone else makes mistakes at that process also.
Do you agree he's worse at it than other aspects of his game?
Yes. I think every quarterback
No. Don't give me that answer.
Tom
Brady was better at processing than running.
I think.
All right, Gary, I'm going to ask you. I'm not getting a real answer from Richie. Gary, will you acknowledge, sir, that Jalen's processing is the worst aspect of his game?
I would say that, yes.
Thank you.
However, I don't want him to be a gunslinger either and throwing 25.
How do you know what he's processing?
I watch the games. I see when players are open and he doesn't throw the ball.
And how do you know
you don't see that?
That's the how do you know he's supposed to be looking guy?
Now you're making excuses.
Know what you're saying.
I know enough to know.
Okay,
I know enough.
If his progression starts 1, 2, 3, guy is running a route and he looks open, he doesn't throw to that
you're
guy.
You're not going to win that argument. You're not going to win that argument.
Yet you make the argument anyway.
Okay. Gary, give me an answer. Who or what's good but weird?
I agree with John. You got to see it to throw it. If you don't see it, you don't throw it.
So, well, listen, I think his lack of height hurts him a bit, you know, and people don't want to hear that. But I've been saying that for a couple of years. That's part of why Goddard's not that effective across the middle. Goddard, they get those flare passes when Jalen is moving to his left typically, and he's got a clearer line of sight. That's how they get Goddard the ball. But Goddard doesn't get the ball in the way Zach Ertz did, you know, 10 yards down the field, you know, through the middle of the line. That's not what they – because I think Jalen struggles to see it. And I'm not ripping Jalen with that. He's 6 feet tall-ish. I mean, it's not a strength of his game. That's why I think they get him out on the edge and try to get him away sometimes from some of those big offensive linemen and defensive linemen and clear a passing game, you know, lane. All right, Gary, give me an answer. Who
they do that with all quarterbacks.
Yeah, but they do it with some more than others. I mean, they weren't getting Tom Brady outside that often. It was just like drop back and survey the field and fire the football.
Drew Brees was good at finding tight ends.
He was incredible.
Down the seam in the middle of the field.
He was an exception to that. Gary, give me an answer. Who or what is weird but good?
Here's something for you to try. Tangy pickle Doritos.
Wow. All right. Fair enough. Well, that might
they
check that
so
out.
They have so many weird flavors now, the Doritos.
Might check it out. We'll see. All right, something Saquon said yesterday about getting ready for the season and his body and the physicality of it all. We'll get to Saquon and what he said coming up in a moment.
If you spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer in point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning-fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free, but that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, so look, obviously, hopefully they can lean on Saquon as much this year. I tend to think they won't, and I tend to think they shouldn't, although I think if they don't, it'll hurt them, but we can go round and round. But Saquon, look, obviously he's a world-class athlete, to say the least. He's preparing for another season, and he wants to duplicate it. Who wouldn't want to duplicate it? Listen to Saquon yesterday talking about the physicality of the game, the offseason, and preparing for a new one.
The team obviously has a plan for you in terms of workload and managing that. Did you do any like research on your own or figure out what might work better for you this time around?
Yeah, my research was the coaches in here, Nick, Jamal. I have a lot of great running backs I'm able to reach out to. I have a lot of trainers that I work with and mentors that I trust. And, you know, kind of listen to your body, going out there and not going too fast right away, letting your body heal. But the beauty of it is like, I don't know how many touches I had or how many yards, but it doesn't feel like it. I feel really good. I feel like I'm entering my prime. So just got to continue, have the mindset of listening to everyone, buying into what they want me to do, and whatever they do, try to do it to the best of my ability.
So it's a good answer. I mean, it's good to hear that he feels great. What would be fascinating to know, and I certainly don't know, is the McCaffreys of last year, the DeMarco Murrays entering 2015. Did they feel something different after so many carries the prior year, after so many touches the prior year? I mean, I have no idea. John, I don't remember these guys talking about it. I mean, we weren't paying attention as Eagles fans to what McCaffrey was saying last June, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. But Saquon did sound confident yesterday. I'll say this. He sounded very confident yesterday, and that gave me a strong measure of belief that he can, you know, it might not be quite the same, but still carry a tremendous load, which I do expect them to lean. See, here's one of the things I think that really helps the, let's say, the cause to give him the ball almost as much. I think all those years he was buried in New York, and how much he had to feel weighed down by sort of not having a chance. It's like the Roy Halladay thing with the Blue Jays. Like, Roy Halladay could have gone 30-5. He still wasn't going to win the division when the Yankees and Red Sox were in that division. He had no chance. Saquon had no chance. And I tend to think that with Saquon having the chance to do so much now, that he's going to want to just bite it all off. And I mean that in a complimentary way. Like, do it now. He did reference yesterday, there's times this offseason he's dialed back, but he's dialed back for the purpose of preparing himself for the season so he can be as great as we all want him to be. And he also yesterday on his own brought up the Hall of Fame at one point, which I like that because I feel like this is one of those things where, again, like, he may not want to be dialed back at all once the regular season comes, and the Eagles coaching staff may choose not to. They never
I'm
did.
I'm positive he does not want to be dialed back. Why on earth would any competitor
I mean,
want
he said yesterday he wants to be the
less.
Best running back that's ever lived. So yes. I don't think dialing back is going to be a part of his plan.
But I do
but,
think
but
he
it's for
understands.
Long, but it's for long-term sustainability, and that's the difference.
I think he understands the art of the medical side and the health, the sports medicine, including all of that in the way he attacks this season. And, he's going to go try to do this whole thing again.
He handled it well in the times. Yeah. Like, remember the Giants game? He said that, do you want to go back out and set the record? No, I'm good.
But that was different. The game wasn't in the balance. The game was essentially over.
But I'm also going to go back to the last game of the year when, he really did want the record.
No question.
And he handled it really well.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
So, I think he maybe knows his body,
knows it so much better than we can understand. Like, you get urges to, certain cravings.
I get to eat potato chips.
Yeah, thirsty for a certain kind of drink. Yeah, like he has honed his care for his own body to where it really does matter. His body is telling.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. Him things, and he's communicating with these synapses, and he knows exactly what he needs nutritionally and workout wise and everything else. This guy is getting the most out of himself.
Well, let's listen to Sirianni, because he also talked on this topic. It's going to be a big topic all year. I mean, again, 488 touches was a whopper last year. It was incredible. I mean, no Eagles player had ever touched the ball that much, not counting a quarterback on snaps. Sirianni yesterday asked about, did he even yesterday approach Saquon differently and limit his reps even in that practice? Here's what Sirianni said.
Yeah, everybody's always we always kind of think about every one of our players individually, the reps that they're getting, what's good for them, how their body's feeling, and that like I said, I've said this before. That takes everybody, right? That takes myself, the players talking to me. The players talking to the strength and the trainer, strength staff and the trainers, where we are. So, everybody kind of had individualized plans like they always do. I mean, we kind of monitored everybody as we went. We got a lot of good work in. Saquon got a lot of good work in. I'm pleased with how the off-season program has went. We got another day, obviously, today. I'm looking forward to that.
Sorry, one of the things that'll be interesting is do they put him, for instance, on what I call the B West plan? Now, John, this was after you played with Brian, later in his career. I mean, there were stretches of the regular season where he would just not practice that much because they were just saving him for Sunday. And now I don't know that the Eagles, will lean into that with Saquon. And I'm not advocating they should. I don't know. I mean,
they did it with AJ last year, didn't they? There was a lot of times
they picked their spots at times.
Yeah.
Because
of his knee.
Yeah, he had some lingering injury.
Devin, do you think they dial Saquon back a bit, a lot? What do you think?
I think it's just going to call for a game time situation. Like, if they need Saquon to touch the ball a lot in a certain game, then I think that they won't hesitate to do that.
See,
but
I
now
think
they have
will.
A guy like A.J. Dillon in case they need someone else.
See, here's the thing. I think they will need him because the defense is not going to be as good. I don't trust Jalen the way the four of you do.
Mm-hmm.
And look, AJ Dillon, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, is he going to be?
Will Shipley also looks good.
I like Will Shipley a little bit. A guy like AJ Dillon maybe will be really good, and he'll be like LeGarrette Blunt when he got here, or maybe he'll be like that guy. Who's that guy from Seattle? Who's that guy?
Oh my gosh,
Rashad Penny.
Yeah, like I don't know. I don't know if AJ Dillon's. I don't know if he's Rashad Penny or.
Well, he's
LeGarrette
never been
Blunt.
Even as good as Rashad Penny. I mean, A.J. Dillon has been a change of pace back in Green Bay. It's not like he's ever really gotten the opportunity. Yeah, like I think Will Shipley is the backup running back.
I do too.
Yeah.
Look, I think Shipley last year looked decent. He looked decent. But with that said, from Saquon to a decent is still a tremendous drop-off. Now, look, Kenny Gainwell got in there and did a nice job last year and did a nice job for a couple years. I mean, maybe they... We'll see. It's going to be a fascinating element of this coming season. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. I think a big part of this is also the defense won't be as good. So to Devin's point, like the lean on Saquon when they need him, my point is I think they're going to need him quite a bit because I think they're going to have to score like 5 more points a game or something.
And my point is like if the situation calls for it, I don't see them saying, oh, well, let's not give it to Saquon in order to preserve him, especially early on in the season. I just don't think that that's going to be their mentality. Their mentality is going to be, you know, focus on this week and the present and win now.
I tend to agree with you, but I don't know that that's the right decision.
I think as long as he's healthy and he feels good, you listen to the player.
It reminds me a lot of
able to do.
To me, it reminds me a lot of the Phillies bullpen and the main guys. Am I just going to keep leaning on, you know, Kirker and Strom? And now, right now, you don't even want to.
Did you just compare Saquon to the Phillies bullpen?
Well, but yes, because it's the
offensive to Saquon.
No. It's about the strategy of leaning. Look, guys, you guys know I still think they overcooked Kimbrel. I think it might have cost them a World Series 2 years ago. I really believe that. I mean, Kimbrel eventually was going to hit a wall. He obviously has now.
He's hitting a wall in several cities.
I'm well aware of that. I just don't think he had to hit a wall that year, but they overcooked him.
Oh, 100%.
I think Fregosi overcooked Mitch in 93.
Well, there's no doubt he did.
Right? I mean, and Larry Anderson and David West, the whole freaking bullpen by the end we shot.
Roger Mason is remembered more by Philadelphia than probably most of his family.
Yeah. All right, to the phones. I agree with you. Tim in Swedesboro. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing, ladies and gentlemen?
Doing great, Tim.
Good, buddy.
Gentlemen.
I have a question about, I don't even know how to, what the hell is Chris Sims thinking?
So what's the deal? He's got him 11?
Yeah.
10.
Yeah, it's too low.
He's got Baker above him. He's got Stafford above him. Mind you, who beat who?
Yeah.
And he's got Justin Herbert. Seriously, dude.
So here's what Sims is missing. He's missing Jalen's impact in the running game. And he's evaluating him too much through the prism of just like the old classic quarterback, of which if it was just based on passing, Jalen would not be in the top 10. But you can't discount. So here's the thing. Like growing up, Tim, I was watching college football, and there's a guy like Tommy Frazier, man. I mean, he was the best quarterback in college football that year. He was the best quarterback. And he couldn't throw it well. No. Tim Tebow, same type of thing, couldn't throw well. But they were great runners and, by the way, also great leaders, like the way Jalen is. And so you had a scenario where that type of attack worked. No one in pro football thought to do it for like 70 years. And they're like, hey, let's do this stuff. And Jalen's
great. No, they thought to do it. They said it wouldn't work.
Well, okay, fine. They thought to do it, but
never work in the NFL.
It was a fleeting thought. It was a fleeting thought.
Yeah. Gadgets.
And they said, oh, look, the Wildcat, it's not that stuff, that college stuff, it'll work for a second, but then NFL defenses will figure out
a way to
stop.
Too fast and all that, yeah. And so, Tim, I think that where Sims is ignorant is that he hasn't realized the impact Jalen has in the running game.
You know what Sims's problem is? 3 years ago, was it? He didn't even put Jalen on his top 40, and he's been trying to justify it ever since.
Well, he seems like a stubborn mule.
I mean, it's ridiculous to put him at 10. Regardless if you think he's elite and in the top 4, 10 is just somebody going, at some point, me leaving him off the top 40, I'm going
to
be correct.
Now, Tim, I'll say this. I think it's possible Jalen gets back to 10, but guys that were in that range got to reprove themselves to pass him. Dak is below him until he passes him. San Francisco's guy, the Texans dude. CJ. Like there are quarterbacks that I think can pass Jalen, but they have to reprove themselves. Those guys all took a step backwards last year. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, my thing is, what what did Justin Herbert accomplish to have him above Jalen?
Well, he hasn't.
What? Exactly.
Yeah.
So when I heard John Johnson read the list this morning, I thought, oh my God, I can see why he made him more.
But Tim, what's the big but? Here's the answer. How would any of those quarterbacks look if they had the number one defense in pro football, great wide receivers, great offensive line, and Saquon Barkley?
They would look the exact same.
No, they wouldn't. That's not accurate.
Lamar had that 2 years ago.
No, hold on. Tim, that's not accurate. Justin Herbert would be winning more games if he had the number one offensive line, great wide receivers, and the number one defense in Saquon Barkley. So he would look different. He obviously would look different.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is I'm just not understanding, and I'm not trying to argue. You know, I'm just trying to, like, understand why, like, he has this Super Bowl MVP. 1-2, if I'm not mistaken.
1-2 what?
Like, I'm sorry. He went to one Super Bowl.
Yep.
He appeared in two.
Yep.
But these other guys, like, I know they don't have what we have.
Well, I answered the question for you. He's underrating Jalen's running, and he's being stubborn. They're the two main things. Tim, give me an answer. You can win the Phillies tickets for today's game. Who or what is weird but good?
Okay, I actually have a food that I've actually been having for years. So a bowl of Rice Krispies with chocolate syrup.
Wow. Well, ooh. I mean, I've never heard
of
it.
Doesn't sound bad.
That sounds awesome.
I do that a lot, like with dessert. I would prefer if you like melted chocolate chips and then put the Rice Krispies in. Then we'd really be talking. But the chocolate syrup's fine.
All right. I mean, I've never heard of it, so I guess it's the very least weird. Sounds pretty good. Look, 215-592-9494. We also have our Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question, trying to assess Jalen in the passing game, because we all know he's phenomenal in the running game. Passing game. For the majority of last season, how would you describe Jalen Hurts' performance in the passing game? A, great. B, good. C, mediocre. Get voting. And, of course, you can weigh in on the phone lines. Second poll question. Which is more important for the Phillies to make a trade for? And obviously they got Nellander 2 months to do so. And a lot of people want them to do it, like, this week. More important to make a trade for, an outfielder or a relief pitcher? Man, that's a tough one. I think it's a tough one. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, get voting, get calling. 215-592-9494.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans, they've got candy cakes. They're the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. Do you like the simple classics? Crimpets, light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, well, they've got options for days. Frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and do not forget about the delicious new dip and stick flavors. I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from. I prefer the lemon pie. It's been my favorite since I was a kid. That is no surprise, though, because it's Tasty Cake, except no substitutes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.